Today's scripture reading is from Luke chapter 9, verses
28-36.
We'll read this responsibly, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们用启应方式来读, 先用英文读, 然后中文读出。
Luke 9:28. Now about 8 days after these sayings, he took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep. But when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him."
Luke 9:28. 彼得和他同伴都打睡，卻清醒了，就看見耶穌的榮光，並同他站在的那兩個人。有聲音從雲彩裡出來說， 这是我儿子，我所拣选的，你们要听他。住了，只看见耶稣一人在那里。当那些日子，门徒不提所看见的事，一样也不告诉。Pastor
Wilson's message today is titled "Glory, Majesty, Hidden and Revealed."
今日陈牧师为正道，题目系荣耀、威严、隐藏和启示。
This is the final of part of a brief series on worship. And if you have a good memory, you'll probably note that we've looked at this passage about 2 years ago. But this isn't fried rice. This is something new because, again, every passage in a Bible, you can really do a lot with multiple times. But as we start our time together, are you digesting the gospel regularly? Did you know, and I'll show you just in a moment, in 1 Peter 1, verse 12, which is a letter written to Christians scattered in Asia Minor who were being persecuted, Peter says there that angels marvel. They're delighted in the gospel.
其實在彼得他寫的經文裏面說到，他在彼得前書所說到，就是他當時他們是被逼迫的時候，但是他講到說，就算他聽的福音的時候，天使都很詬異的去聽這些話。It
intrigues them.
令到他們要很想去一起去談。
They want to know more and more about it.
他們想更加清楚知道究竟他所講的說什麼話。
I'll show you. It's on slide 2. Thanks so much, Beth. 1 Peter 1:12, it was revealed to them, and those them is those who are proclaiming the gospel. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves but you, again referring to the suffering Christians who are scattered around Asia Minor, to the things they have now been announced to you through those who preached the good news, again that's gospel, right, to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things unto which, and here's the key phrase, angels long to look.
讲到的话就是他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事，不是为自己，乃是为你们。你们讲到当时他们那班的人，他们受逼迫，那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传给你们的人。 现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细察看这些事。
And in similar fashion, in our text, Luke chapter 9, Moses, that Old Testament stalwart, and Elijah, prophet of God, Old Testament, right, have been long gone, right? They've been long gone from the earth prior to this scene.
我今天去看《路加福音》第九章的时候，我们讲到有摩西和以利亚。当时如果你知道，就是说摩西和以利亚已经在《路加福音》的时代已经是死了很多年了。
And when they appear on the mountaintop, as verses 30 and 31 of our text tells us, they're pondering, they're discussing, they're digesting the gospel.
如果就话当时就话见到有摩西同埋以利亚，佢哋咧一齐去咀嚼、去倾谈关于呢个福音。
See, if you read the text, Moses and Elijah aren't simply standing there looking glorious.
你睇就话当时摩西、以利亚佢哋唔系只话企喺度嘅时候。
The translation you see there is saying they're talking. In other words, they're conversing. They're having a serious conversation.
而话讲摩西同埋以利亚，佢当时唔系只系企喺度咁样，而佢哋咧系不断嘅喺度倾偈、倾谈一啲嘢。
In fact, grammar is very important when you exegete a passage in the Bible. So in Greek grammar, the tense of the verb is talking about a ongoing thing, ongoing discussion.
如果就话去摩西同以利亚当时咧，佢哋系不断嘅喺倾谈关于福音嘅事。
And notice what they're talking about. What's the theme? What are they pondering? What are they dazzled with, mesmerized with?
咁究竟摩西以利亚喺当时佢哋倾谈啲乜嘢咧？
Did you notice that? What are they conversing about? God and His plan of salvation.
当时他就讲就话关于他们，他倾偈就系倾一啲关于就系话神同埋佢嘅拯救嘅计划。
They're mulling over the gospel.
佢哋系讲紧呢啲嘢。
They're conversing, discussing it intensely.
佢哋好即系好落力嘅去倾谈呢啲神嘅福音。
That was one thing they wanted to ask Jesus about more than anything else. Did you catch that in the verses
30-31?
It's his departure. Beth, if you don't mind, verses 30 and 31 again, so you could see it for yourself. And behold, two men were talking with him, right, talking with Jesus, Moses and Elijah, and verse 31, who appeared in glory and spoke of what? His departure, which was about to be accomplished, right? He's going into Jerusalem for what reason? The cross.
就话有摩西、以利亚两个人同摩同耶稣说话，他们在荣光里显现，谈论耶稣去世的事，就是他在耶路撒冷将要成的事。就话讲到去耶稣，佢将要去耶路撒冷要成就嘅，就话要去嗰度嘅十字架。
That's the departure that they have in mind.
依家就讲到话佢嘅耶稣基督嘅离开嗰度讲嘅意思。
Again, you have a translation in Chinese, translation in English. That's an uncommon word. The original is an uncommon word. Translated as departure here refers to someone's death.
英文嚟讲就讲 departure， 但喺中文嚟讲有唔同嘅翻译，就讲到有去世嘅意思。
Later, Peter, would use it in a way in one of his epistles in 2 Peter 1:15.
而彼得嘅都系喺佢自己嘅书卷入边都有咁讲到话用呢个字眼。
So what are Moses and Elijah talking to Jesus about?
究竟摩西同以利亞同耶穌係傾緊啲咩説話咧
？Departure, his death.
就講緊耶穌佢將要會去世嘅事。
Again, but the word departure here seems to carry even a weightier significance than that. It's the Greek word translated Exodus.
呢個去世意思係比較更加嘅係有好重量、好有重量嘅重分量嘅説話，就講咗關於佢哋嘅離開、佢哋嘅拯救。
If you're familiar with the Old Testament, that should trigger something. This is Moses. What about the Exodus? They're talking about the Exodus, right? Departure of Jesus Christ from the earth.
就講到話，就意思就話係耶穌，講到係耶穌係要將係離開呢個世界。
Yeah, that's the gospel.
呢個就係呢個嘅福音。
Immediately, that word Exodus comes to mind in that great Old Testament story of salvation, right?
啊，呢個嘅大嘅離開就俾到我睇，我哋舊約嘅時候講到就係話呢個好大嘅拯救。
Israel's exodus from Egypt recorded in the Bible.
就喺個舊約嘅書卷入邊，你睇到就話點樣以色列人佢哋喺出埃及嘅當中離開呢個嘅埃及。
And who would know more about that than Moses, right? Moses knew all about that great deliverance, right? He was leading the people through that.
誰最清楚就當然是摩西，因為摩西想當年就是摩西去帶領以色列人去離開埃及，就得到這個拯救。
But somehow Moses knew what Jesus was talking about was far greater, a new deliverance.
而摩西更加清楚耶穌所講的拯救是一個更大的拯救。
Jesus would finally deliver his people from what? Slavery to sin.
就是说耶稣去怎样去将人去真的从这个罪中去得个拯救。
And Jesus would lead his people to the promised land.
而耶稣就是将他的人会带去一个应许之地。
The heaven of his father's glory.
应许之地就是说这个是天父的天堂。
And Jesus would do this through this exodus, this departure, his death.
耶稣就是这样去做，他的离开，他的死亡。
And these men were making it very clear and obvious that this was a reference to that very fact. Jesus was going to Jerusalem to die on the cross.
所以话就讲到，他当时他讲个说话，耶稣嘅将要去世，将要离开，就话佢代表咗耶稣将会喺耶路撒冷嘅地方嗰边。會去死亡，去釘十字架為咗人。
So if the angels we saw in 1 Peter, Moses and Elijah are mulling over the gospel constantly, how about us?
所以我當時睇就經文就係話，當時嘅天使就係一同見到就係話有摩西同埋以利亞就同耶穌有説話去傾關於呢個嘅拯救嘅計劃。
Because chewing, meditating, pondering the gospel is the only way. The only way to transform your worship into spiritual reality. It's the only way.
就話我哋要去咀嚼，我哋要去研究，我哋去明白嘅福音，先至能夠去將呢個嘅崇拜去變成呢個屬靈嘅真體。
God's greatness has to be real to you in order for you to truly worship.
而我哋要需要係有明白就係神嘅偉大係對我哋嘅生命當中係真嘅，先至能夠有真正嘅崇拜。
But what happens in verse 32? Anyone?
第三十二節。What happens? 咁啊，三十二節發生咩事咧？當時
disciples are just like us. What happens?
當時嘅門徒就好似我哋都好似我哋有時都一樣。
Fall asleep.
佢哋瞓著咗。
They were brought to the mountaintop to pray with Jesus. What happens? They fall asleep.
当时就话啲门徒就同耶稣去上山一齐去祈祷，但系咩事发生？佢哋上山就瞓咗觉。
Obviously, they knew he was the Son of God, right? Jesus told them.
啊，佢当时门徒佢知道耶稣就系神嘅儿子，因为咧耶稣同佢哋讲过。
Just like we might read or someone a friend of ours tell us that Jesus is the Son of God.
都好似我哋一样，人哋话俾我哋知耶稣基督系神嘅儿子，我哋都知道。
Jesus' greatness was not real to them. Was not real to them until.As the text tells us, they were awakened by the shining splendor of Jesus Himself.
但神嘅伟大对佢嚟讲唔系一个真实，直至到佢哋真系苏醒，佢哋见到即系耶稣嘅荣光。
Again, that's what the text is showing you.
呢个就系经文上面所讲到咁讲。
Slide 3, Beth. Let me give you a definition of worship. Worship is when things you might believe. That's the gospel. become real to you.
崇拜意思就是将我们去相信我们去相信一些东西是会变成真实。
In other words, God's gospel truths are shining.
就是神的福音的真实 是光亮的。
You begin to see Jesus' radiance, his beauty.
我们会见到耶稣的荣光。
And it changes you.
是会令到我们有改变。
You begin to truly worship him. It changes your life.
是会令到我们有生命中的改变，让我们能够真正的去崇拜。
I hope you're getting that. Worship is waking up. It's waking up from your slumber.
就是崇拜意思就是说我们会将我们疲倦的人会是苏醒。
And this has to be one of the reasons why Luke includes the physical actual happening in his scene as an illustration that the disciples are sleeping.
所以路加就用这个比喻，就说一个人好像睡着了一样，就好像我们的人好像不明白这样，我们需要去苏醒。
Some of you this morning are saying this, I believe God has forgiven me, but I can't forgive myself.
可能我们有人会跟自己说我相信神是原谅我，但我自己不能够原谅自己。
It's what the mental health experts call a terrible self-image.
这个就是有些人讲就说这个是对我们自己的形象有问题。
And you sought out help, which is a good thing.
我们人会去寻求去有帮助是好的。
But you still struggle with an awful sense of self-worth, self-image.
但仍然都在挣扎究竟我自己人 的存在的目标是什么呢？
You know what you're saying when you do that?
当我们这样说话的时候，什么意思呢？
You're saying, I believe God has forgiven me, but it's not real. It's not real.
其实所说的就是说，我相信我所说，我相信神是宽恕了我，但是这件事其实对我生命当中不是真实。
His forgiveness isn't real to me.
他的饶恕，他的宽恕在我生命当中不是真实。
Maybe somebody else says, I'm scared.You know, of all the things happening in the news, with all the things in Hong Kong, all the things about mass shooting in the United States and around the world, make me nervous.
有些人会讲就话，我人生嘅生命好惊，我惊依样，惊嗰样，我惊香港嘅发生嘅咩事，我惊到美国呢度好多嘅枪枪开枪嘅事件。
I start thinking twice by going to the movies.
我谂啊，究竟去睇戏啱唔啱咧？好安唔安全咧
？I think twice about going to school.
究竟我哋安唔安全咧？翻学
？Or going to work.
或者我翻工系安唔安全咧
？Then you got to ask yourself, do you really believe in God?
如果我哋生命当中充满着依咁多嘅恐惧嘅时候，我哋问自己，究竟我哋系咪真系相信神嘅咧？
And then that person says, well, I believe in God, but I'm still afraid.
我哋会讲话啊，我系相信神嘅，但系咧，我仍然生命当中都好惊。
Well, what this fear means is God's wisdom isn't real to you. His truths aren't real.
如果你咁有咁嘅惊恐喺你嘅生命当中嘅时候，神嘅真实唔喺你生命当中。
You see, conceptually, you might know all about the gospel, all about God's wisdom, but it's not real.
但好似就系话，我哋只系头脑上去明白知道，但系喺我生命当中冇嘅真实。
And this is very important to understand the difference between a religious person and a Christian.Is worship.
我大家只知道就系话一个有宗教相信嘅人同埋一个基督徒嘅分别系乜嘢咧？就系话崇拜。
That's why worship is supposed to be supreme in the life of a church.
崇拜系喺基督徒当中系一个好重要嘅一部分。
Of course, church has to have other things, right?
教会当然咧有唔同嘅事嘅事去做。
But the difference between a religious person and a Christian is somebody to whom these truths.The gospel have become real.
就话一个有宗教相信嘅人同埋基督徒嘅分别就系话，基督徒嘅就系相信呢个真理系真实。
And so, in a sense, it's not inaccurate to say the solution to all your problems is true worship.
所以话，作为一个基督徒嘅，系相信就系话，所有一切问题嘅解决嘅方法就系去崇拜。
If you're afraid.If you're despondent, if you can't forgive yourself or forgive someone else, you need to worship.
所以我人的生命当中，若然你是充满着恐惧的，或者你不懂得怎样去面对这个世界的，或者你不能够去宽恕自己或者宽恕人的，这个人需要去有敬拜。
I'm not saying you shouldn't go to counseling. You ought to do that.
是，这个人呢，是应该需要去有一个辅导。
You ought to talk things over.With good friends who love you, with good family members.
原来生命当中有咁嘅问题嘅时候，系啊，你应该去同你嘅朋友去倾谈。
If you're stuck, you ought to get professional help. You ought to get counseling.
你应该是需要去寻找这个应该有的辅导去帮助你。
I'm not saying you shouldn't think about the past.
我不是说你不应该去想你以前的生命。
But the fact remains, you need to worship.
但是我们知道说，但是如果你有这样的问题的时候，你是需要去敬拜神。
And I think the scriptures are clear. It says, until you worship, those things aren't going to go away.
就在圣经里面当中所讲的就是说，若然你不能够去敬拜的时候，这些问题生命当中不会离开。
I know what you're saying. You're thinking, oh, Wilson, what are you talking about? I know the gospel, but you don't really know it.
但 我们会讲就是说，牧师，我知道啊，我知道福音啊，但其实我们是不是究竟真的相信这些是我们的真实呢？
Because your life is alive to other things.
那么我们生命当中觉得其他东西才 是帮助到我们是真实的。
And something, someone has gotten you, gotten your heart.
但其实我们生命当中有其他东西是取代了我们的生命。
And the solution is to be engaged with gospel truths, right?
所以唯有解决的方法就是说，我们将我们的生命要有一个福音在我们的生命当中。
Because something, someone other than God is really alive to you. God is not alive to you.
因为我们的生命当中，我们将神的被其他东西取代，将那些东西摆在我们的生命当中。
So how can you tell if you're a true worshipper? How can you tell that you're a true Christian?
那么究竟怎么看到我们才是一个真正的基督徒呢？
It's not just a matter of saying I need to believe in God. Tell me the proofs.You know, that's your job. Tell me the proofs.
啊，唔係話就話我講自己係基督徒，我係點樣能夠去表證明到我自己真正係基督徒咧？
Now there certainly is a rational aspect to knowing God.
當然啦，我哋頭腦上有理智上嘅，我要相信一啲嘅基督教嘅真理。
The scriptures make absolutely clear that your mind must be engaged with gospel truths.
而聖經度講嘅就係話，我哋頭腦上嘅係要應該要知道究竟福音裏邊所講嘅説話係真實。
You need good reasons to believe.
我需要有一个啱嘅理由去相信。
But you have to see by faith. Faith view, you have to see. It's more. It's more than that.
但唔单止系头脑嘅相信，而系真系要我用个心去真系睇，我哋究竟系多过呢啲嘢。
You have to realize yourself that you're sleepwalking.
我有时我睇自己，我其实我哋好似喺个梦游咁样。
You're like the disciples in Luke 9. You're asleep.
我们自己的都好像当时的门徒一样，我们在这里梦游一样。
Until the shining splendor of Jesus, they saw it.
就知道他们看到耶稣的荣光，他们就醒起。
You believe the gospel in only general ways, not personal ways.
我们想相信的福音是好像很普遍、很普通，但不是很个人化去明白。
But when you're mesmerized by the beauty of Christ and what he's done, that wakes you up.
但若然我们真能够相信究竟耶稣基督所做的一切真正去明白相信的时候，这些事会令我们苏醒。
And the things that used to scare you start to fade.
而我们从前的会令我们很害怕的事，那些事不会再是恐惧。
And the things that bring on that despondency start to slide away.
有些事令到我们去阻挡我们的，那些事不会再阻挡我们。
Because you've woken up to reality.
因为我们已经是苏醒了，去看到真正这个世界是怎样。
And if I have this faith, if God's like this, you reason to yourself, all these other things that tickle my fancy are only temporary.
所以，我真的有一个信心的时候，我们真的去看神的时候，我明白就是世界上所有其他的东西都是一个虚假、虚浮或者是短暂的。
They're ephemeral, short-lived.
那些东西是短暂的。
And you realize that, and you know it.
而我们真的会跟我们会是开眼，我们去明白。
And all these other things look unreal because he looks real now to you.
所以我们从前所相信的，可能我们所取代的那些东西，那些其实是虚假的，唯有看到就是耶稣基督才是真实。
And this is the reason why the word glory pops up again and again and again in the Bible.
所以在圣经里面当中，这个荣耀 的字眼不断的不断的看到。
And do you know what the word glory means?
他们明白这个讲的荣耀是什么意思呢？
Why does it say Jesus was glorious? Jesus is majestic.
里面讲的就说，为什么耶稣是这个有荣光或荣耀或者有威严的意思呢？
Why do the scriptures clearly point to us? Why does it say that disciples woke up when they saw his glory?
为什么里面圣经讲的就说，当他们见到耶稣基督的荣光的时候，那些门徒突然间醒了呢？
Well, it doesn't just mean luminosity.
不单止是说很光，即是见到很光亮。
Of course, the word glory is a complex word, but it means weight. It really matters.
而榮耀的意思，榮光裡面的意思，就是說真的不單只是看到光的意思，也就是說裡面有重量的，很重要的意思。
Suppose you're worried. You're worried about losing your job, let's say.
比例子，譬如說你去擔心你可能會沒了一份工作。
Right, there's supposedly a downturn in the economy soon.
可能呢，有一個經濟衰退，可能呢，可能會沒了一份工作。
So when you're worried, you're giving your circumstances what? More weight than the wisdom of God. That's what you're doing.
即係我咁樣睇嘅時候，就話我哋會將當時嘅情況、周圍嘅情況，從睇到多過耶穌呢個嘅真理。
When you and I are not generous with our time, with our money, you're afraid of something.
若然我哋唔能夠好慷慨嘅俾出我哋嘅時間、金錢嘅時候，我哋係驚會失去咗啲嘢。
Maybe you never share a thing.
或者我哋唔能够去同人哋去分享一啲嘅嘢。
Maybe you never share how you feel in fellowship group.
或者喺个团契嘅时间，我哋唔能够同人哋分享我内心入边嘅世界。
Everything's close to the vest. You're very guarded in revealing anything about you.
全部我哋咧会收收埋埋，我哋唔想同人哋分享我生命当中嘅问题。
And you say to yourself, "Well, I might get hurt badly if I reveal anything about how I feel."
我哋可能会觉得话，若然我同人哋讲我心中嘅说话嘅时候，人哋可能会用嗰啲嘢嚟伤害到我。
And you say to yourself, "I don't want to get involved."
我话我唔想去参与啲咩嘢。
Fellowship and sharing about what God is doing in my life is going to cost me. I don't want that.
若然我去分享话圣经入边能够去点帮助到我嘅时候，同人哋分享，可能咧嗰啲嘢咧会人哋会捉弄到我。
Why should I bother with fellowship, small groups?
點解我需要去參與去呢啲嘅小組或者係崇拜？
Well, you're not considering how that might help others as you proclaim, give testimony to what God is doing in your life.
如果你唔係咁去做到嘅時候，就係話你睇唔到究竟你所做嘅時候，其實你能夠去幫助其他嘅人。去明白呢个福音，将呢个福音去传俾其他人。
And why is that so? The gospel is not real to you. It's not real.
点解我哋唔去咁做啊？因为我觉得就话呢个福音对我哋生命当中唔系真实。
And for the simple reason, the simple fact that you've given more weight, more significance to your security, to your comfort, to your family, to your pleasure, to your status, or whatever.
当我哋唔能够咁做到嘅时候，就话我哋将我哋生命。会摆喺更加重嘅喺，譬如话我哋嘅安全啊，我哋嘅舒适啊，我哋嘅家庭或者我哋嘅地位当中，系得更加重要多个福音。
What is worship? Seeing the glory, seeing the glory of the Lord.
就话咩叫崇拜啊？就话呢个崇拜就系话见到呢个荣耀，见到神嘅荣光。
It hits you. It overwhelms you.
就话会俾我哋有好大嘅影响。
You wake up.
当我见到呢个荣光荣耀嘅时候，我哋会苏醒。
And you know.You've been sleeping.
咁睇到时候就话，你就知道自己你从前喺个梦游嘅当中。
Because little by little, you start to get courageous. You start to have poise. You start to have more peace.
就话你慢，如果你咁样系真系开始苏醒嘅时候，你会慢慢嘅会有一个勇敢，慢慢嘅会有一个平安，慢慢嘅会开始去同人哋分享。
Your muscles start to relax because you're safe in the arms.
我哋会开始觉得我哋更加嘅舒服，我哋因为知道我哋自己系安全，我哋系喺神入边有一个安全。
Has that happened to you？
呢啲事喺已经系未有喺你嘅身上发生。
If that hasn't happened to you, you're not a Christian。
如果你咁样冇咁嘅新事、咁嘅事去发生嘅时候，你仲未完全成为一个真正嘅基督徒。
Because to be a Christian means things become real to you。
因为成为一个真正嘅基督徒就系话你相信呢个福音系喺你生命当中系真实。
And you are humbled, and you say, "I can't believe that me, a Christian."
我哋会系好虚谦卑嘅，我睇到就系自己。
I truly believe it's a miracle that me.God would love even me?
就话会睇到就话圣经呢个福音会系爱我，神会爱我哋，系我呢咁嘅人，神系会都会爱我。
That humbling has to happen, or you don't know Christ.
我哋需要去咁样明白，我哋需要有咁嘅谦卑。若然你冇咁样做嘅时候，我哋唔能够成为一个真正嘅基督徒。
Now suppose you already know Christ, and you're pretty certain about that.
或者我哋觉得自己，我都几肯定我系一个基督徒。
And you know you. you study the Bible, you dip into it, and you believe in a wise God, and you believe in a loving God, and you believe in a holy God.
我们相信一个神，我们相信一个嘅荣耀嘅神，我们相信一个充满着爱嘅神。
But without true worship, these things just lie there. No power. No power to change.
但若然我们不能够去真正的去崇拜的时候，我们所头脑上相信的东西不能够帮助到我们。
If you believe in the holiness of God, if you just saw it, if it was real to you, you'd have no trouble with self-control.
若然你真的要去相，你真的要去相信这个真实的主。
If you know the love of God was real to you, you'd never have trouble with self-pity.
若然你真的相信神的时候，你不会有自己有自己生命当中有自怜。
You would shrug off rejection.
你不会觉得有人会会怕，你会怕被人去拒绝。
You won't get so upset when people criticize you.
你不会为人哋咧同你有话你咩时候，你会伤心。
And so that important question you need to answer: Do you have eyes to really see spiritual reality?
所以话喺我哋生命当中，我哋有冇真系用属灵嘅眼睛去睇到我哋嘅属灵嘅生命嘅真实
？This very moment, do you have a godly faith view of things about your life?
究竟我哋生命当中有冇睇到我哋生命系咪真系对住主嘅咧
？And I would say you don't. If your belief is not really belief, if your faith doesn't prompt and disturb you in some way,
所以话若然我哋生命当中冇喺一个挣扎嘅当中，冇觉得系挣扎，我哋真系将我哋生命系相信归于主嘅时候，我哋唔能够成为真正基督徒。
Okay, don't get me wrong.Reason is very important. Rationality is very important.
我刚才讲到就话，明白就话，我哋头脑上要去明白系都要需要系真系去系好重要嘅。
But you need worship, the truth, because then the truth shines bright.
但我哋需要嘅真正嘅去崇拜、去敬拜神，先能够将呢个真理、呢、这个真实摆喺生命当中。
You're awakened spiritually。
用我哋喺我哋嘅属灵当中，我哋真系人先能够苏醒。
You need to say that to the Lord. Lord, I need this. I know I'm not into worship consistently. I need this. I need this more than anything else. You need to go to Him and ask for it.
我哋需要嘅系即系早上嘅要同神讲，我就话我需要主你喺我生命当中有改变，我需要嘅去苏醒，我需要嘅去跟随你嘅真理。
Because all of us human beings are made for that reason. We're made for worship.
因为我哋每个人，我哋做嘅目的就系我哋需要去敬拜神。
God made the very cells of our body, the molecules of our being.
神去创造我们每个人。
He knit us together in such a way that we were intended. We were intended, made in the image of God, intended for worship.
我们是用神的形象去所做，我们所做的目的是要去敬拜神。
So by nature, you are a worshipper.
所以是自然的，我们是应该崇拜一些东西。
And therefore, you're going to worship something. If it's not God, you're going to worship something.
所以话，让我哋人咧，所以话我哋所做嘅目的就系崇拜。我哋自然嘅系去会崇拜。若然你唔系能够去崇拜神嘅时候，你就会崇拜其他嘅嘢。
And the Bible also makes clear that you're made to enjoy true worship.
而我圣经嘅讲就话，当我哋真正有崇拜嘅时候，我哋能够去享受当中嘅崇拜。
And as we come to worship, our hearts, the inner being, in the core of your being, should be glad.
而我真正嘅崇拜嘅时候，我嘅内心入边会有快乐。
So in a sense, it's right to ask, was I glad today?
所以好自然嘅，就我哋应该去问：究竟我哋当中而家，我哋今天嘅崇拜，我哋生命当中系咪有一个快乐咧
？Did worship move me at all today？
今日嘅崇拜有冇去推动我咧
？Or in the words of Jonathan Edwards, was there heat and light？
或者 Jonathan Edwards 讲嘅，我今天嘅早上嘅崇拜有冇呢个火热，有冇呢个光咧
？Was I motivated by the light of the truth of the gospel？
我哋生命当中会俾呢个嘅呢个真理嘅光去推动咧
？Was I moved in such a way that my heart and will were moved to do something？
话呢个推动当中，我哋嘅生命、我哋嘅意思、我哋嘅思想，有冇话会想为神做啲乜嘢咧
？That's acting on the will. There's nothing wrong about feeling.
这就是说我们所感受到的我们的头脑上的跟着就去做
There's nothing wrong about being moved urged to be moved to do something
我们心灵当中有什么感受的我们跟着去做的是正常
In fact, if you go to worship Sunday after Sunday and never feel anything but duty, responsibility, you're not really worshiping.
所以第二樣，我哋每個星期我哋去崇拜嘅時候，若然你每個禮拜都係去崇拜，而生命當中冇一個感動，冇一個去跟隨神嘅時候，會有一個問題。
Yes, it is true. Worship is your highest duty.
如果依個問題，就話變成依個崇拜成為一個只係一個責任。
And I don't deny that it is a duty.
崇拜是当然的，是基督徒一部分的责任。
But as slide 4 will show you, when worship is only responsibility, only duty, it's empty.
但若然崇拜只是为你生命当中的唯一的责任的时候，这个是一个虚空的责任。
Because there's no joy. You're just going through the motions.
因为当中里面的崇拜是没有一个快乐。
There's no light, no movement.
一个崇拜当中是没有一个推动力，是没有一个光，没有一个火焰。
That's because dutiful worship doesn't work.
因为只是一个责任式的一个崇拜是不会有帮助。
God wants glad worship, willing hearts.
而神就说希望我们有一个快乐的崇拜。
We do not give God glad worship until a sovereign God regenerates.Our hearts.
除非我们有神去重新去燃点我们的心里面的时候，我们不能够有一个真正的快乐的崇拜。
He has to make you new. You have to be born again.
我们需要的是重新。
And then he makes us capable of having a capacity for true worship.
我们需要有一个重新的生命，才能够有真正的崇拜的结果。
And once God does that, he does not want just grudging duty.
当神让你能够咁做到嘅时候，神让你改变嘅时候，神唔希望你再有呢个嘅责任式嘅崇拜。
He wants the core of your being. He wants you to center him in your life.
而神嘅就希望你将能够将佢呢个神摆喺你生命嘅最终。
You know, when someone does something nice to you and you thank them, do you ever respond, "It was my pleasure"?
人哋帮你做一啲嘢。你会觉得你会唔会同人回应就话啊，我好开心嘅，你能够帮助到我。
You know, it might be said casually in a nice, polite way, a nice response. You know, when you're thanking someone for something.
啊，人哋帮你做一啲嘢，你可能咧会唔会话只系好普通嘅讲啊，多谢你咁样。
But if you say it was my pleasure with true sincerity, then joy is coupled with that act itself.
如果你是不是真的只是很普通的跟你说声多谢，但是你真的衷心的在你生命当中跟人说我很多谢你帮助我做一些事。
Some of you know that it's joined with the act in such a way that it brings joy to you.
这个衷心的跟你说多谢是能够将这个快乐是连在一起。
Because the joy completes, fulfills the reason, the meaning of the action.
这个心中的这个快乐，这个多谢，能够就是说去表达到的意思。
That's why you take joy in giving. There's joy in giving. Do a kind deed, right? That has meaning.
所以说我们当中我们去做一些好事的时候，我们的心里面当中都是应该充满着快乐去做。
Yes, some of those are chores. Some of those are duty.
有些我们要做的事可能会觉得是有些是我们应该理所当然要去做的。
Right, who likes to take out the garbage?
谁喜欢去丢垃圾呢?
To be sure, there are times when we do things just out of duty.
那些事我们需要去做，但我们有时要做一些事是多过我们应该要平常只是说我们应该要做的。
Or, because sometimes you don't feel like you do the right thing, right? You have to do the right thing.
但我们生命当中是说应该讲就是我们应该要做一些对的事。
And you do that because you should.
我应该是做啲啱嘅事，点解？因为嗰啲系应该要做嘅事。
But as slide 5 will show you, truly life is full of responsibility, full of duty, but worship should be full of joy as we do it.
系喺我生命当中系充满着好多唔同嘅责任，但系真正嘅崇拜系充满着责任当中入边有个快乐。
That's what God wants. He wants you to want Him.
而神嘅就话，神希望你能够将佢摆喺你生命当中。
Not simply because you ought to do it.
唔单止话你应该系咁做。
So we are made for worship, says the Bible, and we're made to enjoy it.
所以剛才說我們是被造去應該是有一個崇拜，而我們崇拜當中充滿著這個快樂。
You know, think of this illustration. I don't know if your children are into sports. You know, if boys and girls play soccer, and you know, at a soccer game, you hear parents cheering, rejoicing over a good play that their son or daughter made.
所以話，譬如話，父母，你見到你嘅小朋友去打波，啊，佢哋打波好開心，你會好開心嘅去支持佢。
It's automatic. And they do that because we love as human beings to praise and exalt what is important to us.
我哋作為人，我哋好正常嘅，我哋做父母都好正常嘅，去鼓勵或者去稱讚，哦，小朋友你做啲咩好，你打波打得好多謝。
We praise what we love.
啊，我哋會去感謝，我哋多謝我哋所愛嘅嘢。
The world is full of that kind of praise.
而我哋世界上係充滿著呢所有嘅讚美。
Right, praise for the sports team.For your wife or husband, or your children or grandchildren, or a political candidate, or some exceptional accomplishment by a friend.
啊，我生命上，我呢个世界系充满着唔同嘅赞美，唔同嘅欢，你所中意嘅嘢，我哋会系赞美一啲，譬如话，就算系呢啲嘅球队，你哋嘅父母，或者你嘅家庭，你嘅子女，你嘅妻儿，或者系其他嘅事，你所喜欢嘅，你会去赞美。
Why do 40,000 people go crazy at Citi Field when the Mets win? You know, I know they don't win too often, but when they win.
啊，點解Mets 呢個嘅棒球隊佢一贏咗嘅時候，點解有40,000+人會去個球場度好歡喜快樂去多謝去即係讚美佢哋咧
？Because there's joy to praise.
因為讚美當中入邊係有呢個充滿著呢個快樂。
We praise excellence.
我哋係讚美呢啲係最至高最好嘅嘢。
And the instinct of praise that you and I do is very close to what worship is.
而我哋所當中，我哋所當中嘅快樂，當中嘅讚美，同我哋崇拜入邊當中嘅讚美神嘅一樣嘅感受。
And that experience tells you that impulse tells you that God made you for worship.
當係人當中生命當中好中意好喜愛嘅去讚美啲嘢嘅時候。去歡叫的時候，我們之後知道就說我人當中的生命是被造是去敬拜神，去敬拜一些東西，多謝一些東
西。Slide 6 please. Augustine said this famously, Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in thee, O Lord.
就說奧古斯丁都說就說耶和華，我的心是不安，直到你裡面，在你裡面找到一個安息。
And as you've heard often here, our hearts are restless, looking for all kinds of things to worship.
而我哋生命當中喺個崇拜當中嘅時候，我哋內心係充滿著不安。點解？因為我哋尋找好多唔同嘅嘢。
But ultimately, you won't get rest until you find God.
我哋唔能夠生命當中有一個安息，直至到我哋能夠喺神入邊揾到安息。
You need to see something of His splendor, of His glory.
我哋需要喺神入邊當中見到佢嘅榮光。
And that's why weekly corporate worship is supposed to help you to see by faith the living God.
所以我哋每个星期我哋一齐有一个崇拜，就能够帮助我哋去寻找到神。
Now, obviously, you have to explain what seeing God means, because He's invisible, right?
啊，所以我讲话，我哋需要每个星期我哋一齐去敬拜，去见到神。咩见到神咧？我哋睇神见到神，好似我哋睇唔到。
Right? Those of you who've gone over the catechisms, God is spirit.
啊，讲到话，我哋明白就系话神系一个灵。
He's no body parts.
是没有一个身体的形象
Not visible to our eyes now.
现在是我们看用肉眼我们看不到
And therefore, as slide 7 will show you, what do we mean when we say seeing God by faith?
我们什么意思啊？就我们凭信心去见到神
What do we mean by that being the essence of our worship?
就说当我们崇拜当中很重要的我们透过信心去见到神究竟是什么意思呢
It's that glimmer.Capturing that glimmer, that sighting of the wonder. You know, there's a moment of wonder and awe sometimes during or after worship.
就话当我哋崇拜当中或者崇拜之后，你会突然间有一个感受，一个感动。
Because His love has become real to you.
而当你有一个感动嘅时候，或者有感受嘅时候。神嘅就係話喺你嘅心中入邊。
You know of His excellence. You've seen it.
仍然有咁嘅感觉，有咁嘅感受嘅时候，就话神系待喺你嘅生命当中。
Just for a moment, just for a glimmer.
虽然这只系一个好好简单一个嘅感动。
That changes the texture of your personality.
但能够去将人嘅生命当中有改变。
Of your character.
会改变你哋嘅人格。
Because that glimmer of glory, of His glory, reaches out to the sin that's in you.
就话神嘅呢度嘅荣耀就能够将你一个感动嘅当中，将我哋人嘅最终去得到一个感受。
And you begin to realize you long for something better than that sin that has gripped you。
就若然有咁嘅感动嘅时候，我就明白我哋会苏醒，就系话喺从呢个最终入边苏醒，我哋需要去寻找神。
Because the glory has reached your heart。
因为就话神嘅荣光系已经抓紧你嘅心。
It gives us a longing for things that are better than our idols。
就话俾我哋明白，就话我哋有更加多嘅好嘅嘢，系好过我哋生命当中嘅偶像。
And that's what we learned a few weeks ago, right? In Psalm 27:4, I wrote the verse down on slide 8. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, again worship, right? All the days of my life, to gaze. That's the key word, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire.In his temple.
所以话就喺诗篇嘅27章第四节讲到话，有一件事我寻求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿内求问。
See, it captivates you, beholds you. Jesus beholds you.
就话耶稣能够去揸紧你。
And worship will inevitably degenerate into performance or duty if that doesn't happen.
若然有咁嘅时候，就话你嘅生命当中，你嘅崇拜就唔会只系一个嘅责任。
You know, if you did a study of mountains in the Bible, in Luke 9, our text takes place on a mountain. Those are places where the Lord reveals Himself and He's behold in a special way.All those mountaintop experiences.
咁聖經當中你去睇嘅時候，當好多時都係講緊喺啲山上面發生嘅事。
All through the Bible, men and women get glimpses of God, and get glimpses of their deepest identity as human beings. Where, if you did a study throughout the Bible, it's on mountains.
你喺聖經當中講就話好多嘅聖經人物，佢哋有人生嘅改變，都係喺山上邊有事嘅發生。
That's why some of us say we've had a mountaintop experience.
所以我有時講就話我哋咧喺山上邊喺山頂上邊會有一啲嘅自己睇到自己一個新嘅生命。
By the way, that's why we have conferences and retreats. You know, it's not just to go on vacation.
所以點解我哋作為基督徒咧，有啲人咧，我哋咧會會應該會去一啲嘅conference 啊啲 retreat 或者去夏令營。
Because my wife said.There's going to be 30,000 Christians zoning in on Nashville for 2 days.
咁牧師咧，佢哋咧就會都會喺個去一個嘅retreat， 咁入邊有30,000+人。
Again, mountaintop experience. You know that's why you need to go to conferences. You need to go. You have to. Yeah, I know. You know affordability and all that jazz. I know. But it's important.
係，我需要我令大家明白就話，係。我哋作為基督徒好重要嘅，需要去經歷過一啲嘅retreat。
Because in the places like that, God reveals Himself。
因為好多時就話喺一個地方裏邊當中，神就顯現俾我哋睇。
It's where ordinary people get sightings of His love, His wonder, His beauty, His character。
就睇到話當中嘅時候，俾我睇到就話神嘅一切好嘅嘢。
It's where His majesty is demonstrated above all else。
就話佢嘅。尊严佢嘅荣美就喺当时当中喺个情况会显现俾我哋。
It's where His glory is shown.
就话俾我睇到佢嘅荣美。
When we say glory, we mean everything that God is: His love, beauty, wonder, greatness in His person, His magnificence in His work.
我所讲嘅神嘅荣美意思咩？一个荣耀就话神一切所有嘅嘢，就话佢嘅好，佢嘅一切嘅爱，佢嘅伟大。
All that is summarized.In that little word, glory.
所有一切所有好嘅嘢，就系话去讲，就话用荣美去概括总括咗一切。
And that's why it's associated with weightiness or substance.
或者就话呢个荣耀嘅意思，就系充满着呢个嘅重量嘅，充满着重要嘅意思。
That's why theologians would call God density. He's weighty. Means he means a lot to the beholder.
所以就話當中嘅榮美意思係充滿著一個重量嘅，充滿著重要嘅意思。
Again, I don't have time to point to you and show you the all those mountaintop experiences. I'll just give you two this morning. Moses goes to Mount Sinai to receive God's word. That's a mountaintop experience, right? He's shaking, he's trembling.
好似睇翻舊約當中，摩西去西乃山上面當中，佢哋佢見到有神有受接到呢個嘅十架。
Again, there's so many more, but I don't have time. I'll just give one more. After the resurrection, Jesus charges all the disciples, right? Matthew 28, to go into the world, to baptize, to teach, to obey all that I've told you to do. And he gave that command on a mountain, perhaps Mount Olivet.
耶稣基督在临死之前都带着门徒上一个山上面，叫他们要去出去传福音，叫万民作他的门徒。
And if you turn in your Bible to the end of Matthew, that gospel, it says that the disciples met Jesus on a mountain and worshipped him.
也都是说在福音马太福音的最后那里讲，就说门徒怎样去遇见耶稣基督在当时的地方一起有崇拜。
Beth, slide 9, Psalm 63, which we've looked at previously in verses 1 and 2, get at the gist of this. Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary and worship, beholding your power and glory.
在个诗篇第63篇都讲到，就话神啊，你是我的神，我要切切地寻求你。在干旱贫乏无水之地，我渴想你，我心切慕你。我在圣所中曾如此瞻仰你，为要见你的能力和你的荣耀。
You know, when I was in college, I had a great opportunity. I was able to go to France.I saw Notre Dame, one of the great cathedrals. Again, there was a fire recently there that destroyed a lot of it, but just the beauty of the sanctuary is enhancing the beholding.
我記得我在中學的時候，我有機會去過法國，就去過法國的一個最大的一間嘅叫咩中文？阿斯姆院嚇。咁見到入邊當中入邊咧，就係個入邊當中嘅。設計裏邊當中嘅係好靚。
But as great as that sanctuary is or was, again it's being restored, seeing God's power and glory is not a building. It's not about a building.
有所講到就話我哋去睇到神唔係單單係睇到一個嘅教會當中嘅形象。
That's why you and I we can go in the yard and worship. We can go in the backyard and worship.
所謂的崇拜不是說一定要在一個聖所當中，我們可以在一個外面 的地方，一個空地當中都可以有一個崇拜。
Because the sanctuary in the New Testament are the people of God.
你聖經所說的說話，聖經所說的當中裡面的聖所，一個教會，其實代表了一班的人，一班的基督徒。
We're the sanctuary. When we come together to gather to praise the Lord, that's something special there.
当我们一班的基督徒去聚集的时候，就是这个圣所，就是说我们神就会来到当中。
And God promises that in His Word. You just read it, Psalm 63.
而当中圣经都讲过，就说在个诗篇第63篇里面，神有讲到。
God takes His Word seriously. He stakes everything in His Word.
而神就说，讲到就说他很着重他所讲的说话。
And there in the Bible, He promises He will reveal Himself in soul-ravishing sightings inHis sanctuary amongst the people of God.
So, 圣经里边，耶稣都讲过，圣经里边讲过就话神话，当有一班嘅人去聚集嘅时候，有个灵当中，神就会喺当中入边要显现。
Yes, you ought to worship privately too.
我哋都可以自己个人嘅时间去崇拜。
But we come corporately together as the sanctuary of God.
但是我们呢都是除了是个人的去崇拜的时候，我们一起的都有聚集一起的崇拜。
And when you come and expect that God's going to ravish your soul.
而当我们来崇拜的时候，我们应该 去明白，就是我们会希望神能够去改变我。
But you've got to ask Him and seek Him. Don't be content with clock punching. You know, I put in my 15 minutes. I put in my hour on a Sunday. That's enough.
我们不应该就说、啊、我自己的崇拜时间我已经给了我15分钟的时间，或者我每个星期我们来了这里，我用了我个半钟的时间来到这个崇拜。
You're shortchanging yourself.
我们其实我们崇拜当中是需要一个改变。
Don't let God go until you find him, until he finds you.
我们需要去抓紧神，不要被神离开，直至到你能够去寻求到神。
That's what Jacob did. He wrestled. He wouldn't let go.
而雅各就是这样，他跟神有一个摔跤，就是说他希望能够去抓紧，去明白到神。
Are you doing that? Are you holding on to him with expectation? Show me your glory. Show it to me.
我们有没有去抓紧神，去抓住神，就说神啊，你给我看到你的荣耀啊。
And you know what the difference is for us in the New Testament age?
我们同这个新约当中的基督徒有什么不同呢？
It's really significant. We face up to him.
我们同这个圣经当中的时间同不同？我们现在我们崇拜能够去往上面去崇拜。
Before the death and resurrection and ascension of Christ, in Old Testament, Moses hid his face.Peter, James, and John in our text, what are they doing? Hiding their face.
在圣经当中讲到就话，当神系显现嘅时候，佢哋咧要去遮住佢哋块面，佢哋要睇唔可以直接去睇到神。
You and I living in the year 2019, we have the privilege of facing up. That's better. We have a better privilege. We face up to the Lord.
但系而家我哋喺个21世纪，我哋2019年，我哋能够系真系去。望上面去敬拜神。
That's a privilege.
这个是一个的福音，一个的一个福。
Because we're called to lift our faces in worship to look at the beauty of the Lord.
这是一个福分，我们能够去举目，我们能够去见到神。
To behold the Christ in all of what he's done, all that beauty.
我们能够举目的去见到神的一切的荣美，去敬拜祂。
I'm out of time. But again, some of you are thinking, You know, a little spooky. What are you saying?
我睇嘅时候话，牧师你所讲嘅嘢好似怪怪地。
I don't know what it is to seek or to see Christ in at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
我唔能够好明白你所讲嘅点样去寻求神。
He promises that if you seek him, he will find you. That's in God's word.
而神嘅喺佢说话当中，佢已经系讲过就话，当你去寻找神嘅时候，神就会俾你揾到。
If you seek him, you will find yourself too.
当你去寻求，当你寻求神嘅时候，能够揾到你自己。
You will find this wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ.
能够揾到神呢个福音。
Of his departure.
你揾到神嘅佢嘅去世，佢嘅死亡。
And you'll understand that he left by the cross for you.That's what this communion table is about. He came for you, died for you.
就话睇到前面一个圣餐，亦都系代表咗就话佢嚟呢个世界上系为着你嘅缘故。
Gives of himself completely for you.
佢完全嘅俾到你，为着你嘅缘故。
Jesus lived the perfect righteous life for you and I could not live.
他活了一个完全的生命，我们不能够活出。
And he dies the death you could not die.
而他都是为了我们去死，一个去个地步，我们不能够去都做到。
Because any of us making that sacrifice would be inadequate.
我们所用人手，我们所做的，我们的牺牲，所做怎样去做都不足够。
Our sin is so heinous, it takes the very Son of God to shed his blood.
我们的罪是多么多，是需要耶稣基督的宝血才能够得到一个拯救。
And he gives his life for you as a gift.
他给到他的生命给到我们是一个免费的礼物。
You just receive it and say, I'm grateful.
就说我们凭着信心的，我们只是去领受这份的免费礼物。
That's worship. Worship's a foretaste of what's going to happen in heaven.God's presence.
我们就是能够去这样的方法，我才能够去崇拜。而我们这样的崇拜，开心快乐的崇拜，是其实是象征了我怎样去感受到我将来会在天堂的生命。
Will you ask the Lord to humble you today?
我今天早上你会问神 去謙卑你自己呢?
Yes, we only get shadows, glimpses, brief sightings on, in this fallen world, right? We only get glimpses today, right now.
在这个堕落的世界当中，我们只是看到一部分很少的神的一个祝福。
But did you know, just one glimpse can get you through the week of all the trouble that life brings you.
但是若然你能够只是看到一小小神的给你的祝福，能够去帮助你一个礼拜当中的你的挫折。
Just a sliver of knowing God's glory can make sense of all the mess of life.
若然你能够感受到小小神的给你的一个祝福，这个荣美的时候，你能够去解决了你生命当中所有的问题。
It can unravel all the pain.All the difficulties that you and I go through in a fallen world that have gone against God.
这个世界所有的问题，我们生命当中所有的挫折，这些问题都会解决。
Don't you want that?
你不想去得到这些东西吗?
It can satisfy your soul that which you were made to do.
我们是被做的，就是去这样去做，去崇拜神。
Father, thank you so much for this wonderful text in Luke chapter 9.
主啊，感谢你俾我哋《路加福音》第九章。
And I pray for my friends here that they would have a faith view.
主啊，为到我哋嘅朋友去祈祷。
They would see sightings of your glory.
俾人睇到就话神你嘅荣美。
Oh Lord, help us to see that worship is really, really important.
俾我哋睇到就话崇拜系好喺我生命当中系好重要。
Whether it be private worship or corporate.
无论是自己的时间，或者是自己崇拜的时间，或者是我们众一起的崇拜的时间。
And we thank you for all the places in the Bible that point us to that fact.
也都是让我们多谢你让我们有一个圣经，去让我们能够明白。
Well, bless our communion time now, in Jesus' name, amen.
我多谢你让我们有一个崇拜的时间，我祈祷奉主名求，阿门。